Welcome, wonderful children, back to the story of Myra and the Online School for Adventuring. Tonight's story requires a couple little points of explanation. First, my apologies for some background noise during part of this story. A distant train was passing and you can hear it a little bit if you listen carefully. Also, because I think it's not well known outside of our region, Cheerwine, despite its name, is a carbonated soda, not an alcoholic beverage. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this story. So, the next day, Myra went to class and nothing much interesting happened. They reviewed for their lockpicking test, which was going to be the next day, which was locks without keys. Basically puzzle locks and things that were disguised to not look like locks, and locks that required you to stand on a specific spot or walk in a specific way. It was a difficult test, and Myra was glad for the review. Afterwards, Antoine and Chelsea and Myra all decided that they were going to go down to the tavern to have some... What was it I said was the specialty?
What?
Pink elderberry juice or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. What did you say?
It was
something
elderberry.
What was
the
campus
specialty
juice.
Of the tavern?
It was something elderberry.
Yeah,
juice.
It was like elderberry.
Yeah.
Elderberry.
Yeah. Elderberry. It's elderberry juice now. They decided to all go have elderberry juice, except for Myra, who had developed a strange fondness for root beer. Mixed 50-50 with cheer wine.
Ooh, that's some good stuff.
I'm not so sure, but Myra liked it.
Dude, that'd be delicious. I out here in the cafeteria, I will mix Cherry Coke, Dr. Pig, and Dr. Pig.
Dr. Pig.
Dr. Pig.
That's what they serve at Cal. It's like the generic off-brand Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pig.
Spring soda, Beppis. Patna. Dr. Pig.
It's the Fanta brand Dr.
Alec
Pepper.
Alec.
Anyway, they went to the tavern. They got elderberry, except for Myra with her 50-50 root beer cheer wine split. And they waited some time after ordering their drinks. The bartender went back in the back because the tavern did not keep cheer wine up front because not many people liked it. After waiting for a few minutes, Myra said, "What do you think's keeping him?" "I don't know," said Chelsea. "Why don't you go check?" So Myra walked around the bar to the kitchen, and there she saw the bartender who was talking to a llama. The llama, after a moment, moved, and the bartender walked over to the shelf that the llama had been filling with drinks and moved a couple things aside and from the back got a bottle of cheer wine. He came back out to the front. Myra had resumed her seat. She said, "Hey, I was wondering what was taking so long with the drinks, and so I glanced back into the kitchen." "You did, huh?" said the bartender. "Yeah," said Myra. "Anyway, I was wondering, did the school's stalker llamas work for you?" And the bartender said, "That was not a stalker llama." "It wasn't?" "No," said the bartender. "That was a stalker llama."
No!
It stalks.
Exactly.
It stalks.
No!
Myra said, "So they don't follow students around?" "No," said the bartender. "They bring the drink order weekly, and they stock the shelves with it."
"Just jump up here, see Willow, and go away."
"Oh," said Myra. "Well, that kind of llama's okay then, I guess." "I'm glad you approve," said the bartender. "Here's your drink." And he handed it to her, and he handed Chelsea and Antoine their cheer wine. I mean, not their cheer wine, their elderberry juices. And they sat there sipping for a few minutes. "So," said Chelsea, "are you all ready for tomorrow's test?" Said Myra, "I think I'm ready, but you know, it's sort of hard to study for a test about opening locks that don't look like locks. I mean, you never know what Professor Tad's going to throw at us." Well, said Antoine, I mean, there is the chapter in the textbook about locks that don't look like locks and the general principles. Yeah, said Myra. I mean, I've read that, and I mean, I think I understand all those, but I know he's going to come up with something that's a surprise, and so, I don't know. I think I'm ready, but I'm honestly a little freaked out about it. Well, said Chelsea, I'm going to go back and read the chapter again, and then as they were talking about the next day's test, Myra suddenly sat up straight. Look in the mirror, she said. There was a mirror behind the bar, and if you looked into it while you were sitting at the bar, you could see the whole rest of the restaurant. What? Said Chelsea. Over in the corner, said Myra, where Professor Tad taught us to eavesdrop. Antoine kind of squinted into the mirror. That guy in the hooded cloak, he said? I'm pretty sure that's not a guy, said Myra. I'm pretty sure that's a deer. They come on campus? Well, that one does, said Myra. Come on, I want to talk to him. No, wait, said Chelsea. But Myra was not deterred. She headed over and slid into the booth across from the deer. The deer had a mug. Myra leaned forward and sniffed it. Huh, she said. Is that cheer wine? The deer nodded solemnly. Well, said Myra, we have something in common. She held up her glass. This is cheer wine mixed with root beer. The deer made a look of distaste. Not a root beer fan, huh? Said Myra. The deer shook its head. So, said Myra, are you here to talk about getting deer on the campus as students again? The deer just regarded her silently for a moment. I'd really like to help, said Myra. I mean, I'm just a first-year student, but I know about the string demon in the forest and about how you all are doing something to, like, try to keep it in check, and I'm not allowed in the forest anymore, so I can't really help directly with that, but maybe I can help you all. Oh, I know, she said. If they won't let you on campus, how would you like it if I taught any deer that you want to learn all the first-year stalker stuff? And hey, she said, I've got a friend who's a first-year fighter student, and he would be happy to teach the, you know, any deer fighter stuff, she said, hoping that Corrin would agree to this. And then she said, and you all can teach us how to do that glowy horn thing that you do. Not that I have horns, but anyway.
She has two small secret horns.
She said, so what do you think? Can we be friends? The deer said, I'll think about it. Myra said, well, I've signed up for your newsletter, like your church newsletter. Do you go to deer church? Do all deer go to deer church, or are they like deer atheists? The deer just looked at her. You're not much for talking, are you? Said Myra. You seem to be doing enough talking for us both, said the deer. Well, said Myra, that's a little bit because I'm nervous, and because I've never really talked long to a deer before, and I'm not really sure, you know, like what your all's deal is. So, hey, I'm going to be quiet now. Why don't you say something? Like, I should have started with saying, my name's Myra. What's yours? The deer looked at her for a minute. He said, Buck. Myra laughed for a second. She's like, no, seriously. Oh, really? Your name's Buck? Oh, well, that's that name makes a lot of sense for a deer. Anyway, sorry I laughed. Actually, said the deer, I'm completely putting you on. Oh, said Myra. Ha, well, what is your name? The deer said, Venison. No, said Myra, now you're lying to me. Yes, said the deer, I am. You're not going to tell me your name, said Myra? Deer names are a thing of power, said the deer. If you know my name. What, said Myra, I could steal your soul? I'm not really into that. I'm more like a stalker, stabby kind of person. So, you know. All right, said the deer. Anyway, I will carry your offer of help back to the other deer. And yes, all of the deer in the forest go to deer church. Some of us more regularly than others. But all of us rely on the strength of our community built around Deer Church to resist the string demon and to keep it in check. Perhaps your offer of help will be useful. We shall see. We have had our eye on you, Myra.
Oh, she said. You mean the stalker llama that talked to you all? I saw that. I was stalking the stalker llama. Tell me that doesn't impress you.
That does not impress me. Okay, said Myra. Fine. I'm a little hurt, but fine. So, then I'll hear from you sometime soon? Maybe, said the deer. Well, said Myra, it was really nice making your acquaintance, deer, whose name I don't know. You've got that little white blaze down your nose. Can I just call you Blaze? The deer looked at her steadily for a moment. Or, said Myra, if you don't like Blaze, you could tell me your name. Blaze will do, said the deer. All right, said Myra. I'll see you later, Blaze. Yeah, get back to me. Nice chat. Enjoy your cheer wine. And she took her drink and headed back to the bar. She sat down between Antoine and Chelsea. So, said Chelsea. What'd he say, said Antoine. How'd it go? Said Myra, I'm not entirely sure, but I think pretty bad, actually. Really quite bad. Deer, as it turns out, are really kind of smart alecks and not real talkative. But, you know, I offered to teach deer stalker stuff. Y'all want to help me if they take me up on it? Antoine said, absolutely. It sounds like the most interesting thing that's happened all semester. Well, said Myra,
You don't consider the string demon interesting?
I'll let you know. I'll let you know if they get in touch with me. And they finished their drinks and headed back to their dorm to study for their test. And that's the end for tonight.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.